Listen to a young man asking Maria Statton, an expert in graduate recruitment, for some advice.
Hi, thanks for seeing me today. I'd like some advice about getting a job. I've applied to over 50 companies. I only got 5 replies, and only 2 of those offered me an interview. The other 3 said I didn't have enough experience.
What kind of jobs have you applied for? Assistant manager, trainee manager?
Oh, no, vacancies for managers. I mean, with my degree in business management, I should apply for management positions, shouldn't I?
Well, it's not as easy as that. If a company's looking for a manager, then they want someone with management experience.
I guess you're right. But how do I get experience?
Did you have a part-time job while you were studying?
Yes, I worked in a restaurant.
What job did you do there?
First, I washed the dishes, and then I was a waiter. I really wanted to be the bar manager, but the restaurant owner, who was also the chef, didn't like me very much.
Did any of the tasks use management skills? You just need to know how to explain how these skills can be transferred to other jobs. Another way of getting more experience and skills is to do volunteer work while you're job hunting. Employers like to see this on your CV to show how you're able to use your skills.
But I won't earn any money while I do that.
That's true, but it's a good use of your time. You should never stop learning. It's important to find ways of developing the skills you've already got and learning new ones. Employers like to see that their new recruits are willing to learn new things.
I see.
The next thing to remember is to only apply for jobs which you really feel you could do. Look for entry-level jobs which don't require as much experience. Think about what makes you the ideal person for the job that's advertised. Then, when a potential employer interviews you, you'll be able to explain why you feel you are the right person for their company.
Right.
And finally, a CV doesn't need to have lots of personal information, just enough to make it relevant to the job. It should match the job requirements as closely as possible. Your CV is also the first impression a company usually has of you, so it definitely shouldn't have any mistakes. There are a few on yours. Let's look at it in more detail.